Tucson Mayor Jonathan Rothschild has been working on the issue of veterans homelessness. He met with federal agencies in Washington, D.C. earlier this year and then decided to accept a challenge from the federal government.
President Obama has made ending veteran homelessness a goal of his administration, and Tucson has been selected as one of 25 cities to lead the way in this effort. And I, on behalf of the city of Tucson and our community, am happy to accept this challenge from Washington.
Rothschild says Tucson has what it takes, including nonprofit agencies, military bases, a VA hospital, and respect for veterans. Unfortunately, Tucson also has veterans in need.
We have in Tucson, both at the University of Arizona and Pima Community College, veteran centers that serve student veterans. And I can tell you, we have veterans who are students who are living in their cars, and it's part of the population we have to reach.
Here's the path Rothschild and others see for getting veterans into housing. First, Sarah Tawil with Kodak Behavioral Health Services says the vets who aren't in homes need to be identified.
We're going to be outreaching throughout Tucson, Pima County, to truly identify and know every veteran in our community who's experiencing homelessness.
Then, she says, the organization will help get them into programs such as 51 Homes, which starts with housing and then moves on to other services a veteran may need, including health care or help finding a job. Here's the scale of the goal.
In order to do this, we're looking to assist 52 veterans a month into housing.
But there's a method to that number.
We also need to reorganize our existing resources so that our most vulnerable community members are prioritized. So our most vulnerable community members are folks who are experiencing chronic homelessness. This is long-term homelessness with a disabling condition. These are the folks that are at the highest risk for early mortality on the streets. And they also are high utilizers of costly community resources, emergency medical care, interaction with law enforcement. So we need to move these folks to the top of our list.
Jody Frederick of the VA hospital says this is an achievable goal. After those chronic homeless are housed, the focus shifts to other vets who qualify for federal housing vouchers. Richard White, Southern Arizona's Red Cross director, says the organization goes beyond housing people whose homes have caught fire and providing blood for transfusions. He says the Red Cross of Southern Arizona tries to hire veterans and has housed 160 in the last 7 months who were homeless or facing homelessness.
We're helping veterans get jobs. We want veterans to be able to have a steady stream of income so that they can sustain living in the housing that we're arranging for them.
The Tucson effort is not just for nonprofit agencies. Joe Gulata, an assistant chief of the Tucson Fire Department, says fire and police frequently respond to calls that end up being about a homeless person who needs help.
But we're limited as to what we can do. Jail and a hospital may not be where these folks need to go.
Gulata says police and fire departments carry referral cards to send people to appropriate services. But he says programs to end homelessness will help reduce the number of times that's necessary. Rothschild says there's also ways individuals can help.
We can put veterans into homes, but they need beds, chairs, dishes, cleaning supplies.
Davis-Monthan Air Force Base donates furniture for housing, and the DM50, a support organization for vets and the Air Force Base in Tucson, plans to work on the goal of making a home beyond just putting a roof over someone's head. Teresa Ramsey has been there. She served and then struggled.
In September 2010, things weren't right in my life, and I went to the VA and they gave me all the help I needed. They got me started in this homeless program in September 2010. I was in Old Pueblo for about a year. They helped me out quite a bit and also went to COPE a couple times to get some services there.
She says she would not have even been able to admit that she'd been homeless without the help she got from these local resources.
I cannot tell you how grateful I truly am to have been part of this program, and I'm really looking forward, Mayor, to this moving forward and bringing all these homeless veterans in. And I know that the help is there, and I pray that they reach out for it.
One struggle is measuring the success of these programs. Rothschild says a recent count of homeless people showed there were 353 veterans homeless in Tucson. But the city has been told to prepare to provide housing for more than 1,200 people in the next 3 years, because some will need help more than once. Davis Monthan is expecting increasing numbers of military separations as the troop drawdown in Afghanistan continues. Rothschild says on top of reducing the number of homeless veterans as much as possible, the goal is to prevent others from getting there.
Part of what this goal is to do is to increase the infrastructure for all the homeless of the community. When we support Primavera, the Salvation Army, Red Cross, Kodak, COPE, there are going to be others in the homeless community that are going to be supported.
He says getting veterans into homes is the first step towards solving chronic homelessness. That includes children and families by the year 2020. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Andrea Kelly.